at California, we had to arrive at a military base. We could not go to a regular airport because protesters were throwing things, spitting on people, and yelling and screaming, you know, that we were baby killers and God knows what else. So we had to land at a military base and be bused to the Oakland Army Terminal or processed out. I did not come home right after my discharge. One of the guys that I had become very close with, one of the members of one of my teams, lived in California. He met me when I was discharged, and I spent a month living with him and his family out there. Again, my family was not happy about that, but I just needed to totally decompress and do something different. And so I stayed in California for a whole month before I actually came home to visit my family again.
And I know you mentioned how your parents were a little bit mad at you when you left. What was their initial reaction after seeing you again?
Well, we had two occasions. After my first year in Vietnam, they allowed me to come home for a one-month leave. I came home for that 1 month, and I had brought pictures home to show my family. And before the month was over, my father said to me, he said, "You didn't bring very much luggage. You talk about where you are and what you do. You never speak in past tense." He says, "Are you going back?" And I told him I was. My parents were extremely upset. My mother cried for days that I was going back. When I came home the second time, they were very angry I didn't come straight home. But they were happy when I finally got there. My mother was obviously extremely happy. My father was still pretty PO'd at me, though.
What were some of your own feelings when you arrived home?
I had a chip on my shoulder about the size of a cinder block. I wouldn't take anything from anybody, as a matter of fact. I wanted to get a job back in the field of photography. I remember going for some job interviews, and one in particular where an individual asked me what I wanted for a starting wage, and I told him, and he laughed at me. I have no idea if he was laughing because I said it was too much or too little, but I just walked out of his office and said I wasn't the least bit interested in working for him. I ended up working in a factory doing what they call die-cast work, which was foundry work. I did that and decided, you know, I had, you know, 2 years in Vietnam working with the military police. Maybe I should go into that field. And so I started applying for police jobs. I finally was hired by the village of Brown Deer, and that's where my law enforcement career started. I spent 10 years with them, and I spent 25 years with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, so I have 35 years of law enforcement.
Hi, Richard. This is Noah, and I have a few questions. My first one being, did you join any veterans organizations after your service, and why or why not?
It took me quite a few years before I was even interested in joining a veterans organization, but yes, while I was working for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, I joined a law enforcement VFW post, Veterans of Foreign Wars. Stayed with that post until after retirement when I moved out into the Richfield area. It was foolish for me to drive all the way into Milwaukee to go to a meeting, so I decided to join the local Slinger VFW post, which is where I'm a member now.
Have you attended any reunions or, like, met with any of your fellow soldiers from Vietnam?
Not a reunion, no. But last year, last April, after being home for 50 years exactly, I decided it was time to go back to Vietnam and see what it looked like today. So I did. Last April, I traveled back to Vietnam with a group of people from Minneapolis, Washington State, Idaho, and I think Texas. total that got together. We met in San Francisco, and through the Vietnam, we had a tour guide. We started our tour up in the area that was originally North Vietnam, and we toured areas there, went through some of the caves that the North Vietnamese hit was bombing. We went down through the demilitarized zone where the North and South was separated, and down, worked our way through the highlands. And I was extremely fortunate that when we were in the highlands, I was able to take a small group, six of us, and travel to the valley where the prison camp was that I worked at, and actually see what it looks like today. They actually created a monument on the site of the prison camp because it was the only prison camp that had female prisoners. They erected a monument there, and of course lots of propaganda on how terrible we treated everybody. And we worked our way all the way back down to the city of Saigon, which, you know, I had spent some time in and had an opportunity to see the many changes there as well. I'm glad I went. It took me 50 years to decide to do it, but I'm glad that I went, and I was very impressed with many of the changes that I saw over there.
Wow, that's awesome that you got to have an experience like that. Sort of moving into reflection, what were some valuable lessons that the military taught you?
Discipline, order, a sense of camaraderie. Those are things that, you know, I will never forget that I think were extremely valuable to me. They gave me some confidence. I wouldn't say that I was a very aggressive individual before I went to the military. I wasn't very confident in my own abilities. I was much more confident when I came out, much more willing to take on the challenge.
Okay, Noah, any final questions?
All right, yeah. So my final question is, what are some of the greatest challenges that you faced while in the military?
Greatest challenges. Let me just think for a second here. I guess overcoming the initial fear of being in a combat zone. Mm-hmm. It took a while before you felt comfortable enough to venture out from your safe haven. You were so apprehensive, you just didn't know what was, you know, was out there. Getting over that initial fear was probably the biggest challenge that I had to deal with.
Yeah, would you say that after your time in the military, if you had any close high school friends?
He just wondered if after the military, so, you know, you go to high school and then you go to the military and then you come back, if you were able to still stay in touch with high school friends and that kind of, or did you lose connections with some of those high school peers?
I lost connection with all of them.
Yeah.
Part of that was the fact that I came back with a huge chip on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't serve, if you didn't go over there, if you didn't do your part, I really didn't have anything to do with you.
Felt like maybe they didn't understand, huh?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
I lost contact with all of them.
Did you want to share? I know some veterans, they talk about maybe some awards. I don't know if that's something you're comfortable talking about, or if you had anything that you wanted to say there. Otherwise, we're about done with the questions we prepared.
Well, I didn't receive any special awards that other soldiers didn't receive who served in Vietnam. I was never wounded. I don't have a Purple Heart. I never did anything that was exceptionally valorous to earn a Bronze Star or anything of that nature. After I joined the reserves, and I spent a lot of time with the reserves, I earned a commendation medals, and I was also fortunate enough to receive the Meritorious Service Medal twice, and that is the highest peacetime award that you can be awarded. The Yeah, if you don't mind. One question that was never asked of me and something that is near and dear to my heart. What did I like best about Vietnam? The children. The children over there were always so happy. They loved to see you. They would come right up to you. I always told my family back home, if you're going to send me anything, send me hard candy, and I would always have hard candy in my pockets for the children. They were something that I enjoyed very much. And when I get to talk to you next year, I also have pictures of some of those beautiful children that I think you'd get a kick out of. All those children, they're, you know, the adults in Vietnam now, and when I was over there last year, everybody was so friendly. There was no animosity whatsoever.